That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jotham Down store. Lum is giving some instructions to Cedric.
Listen. Well, now, pay attention, Cedric. If you want to be a radio announcer on our new station, you'll have to do better than that.
Well, I'm trying my best, Mr. Lum.
Hey, you stutter and stammer around worse than Gene Baker.
Lum, I still think we ought to do something about that announcing job that you're giving to Cedric. You ought to let me do that.
No, you're going to have your hands full cranking the generator.
Well, I can do that with my feet.
All right, you'll have your feet full then.
Yeah, but Lum, I still...
Well, Abner, don't forget I'm president of this company. You forced me to take this position when you insisted on taking me into partnerships with you.
I know I did, Lum, but...
I didn't want to take it, but you practically beat me over the head and made me do it.
Yeah.
We agreed that I was supposed to take over the production department and you'd take over the generator department. Do you want to change that now?
Well, it does seem to me...
I'll get out of the whole thing again if you want me to.
No. Just let it go.
Get your salmon now. Genuine red cockeyed salmon. 9-ounce can, special today, 6 cents a can.
No, Cedric. You still got it wrong. It ain't 6 cents a can. It's 65 cents a can.
Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting that.
Granny, we'd bankrupt ourselves selling it for 6 cents.
Oh, yes, you want to watch that, Cedric.
And another thing you got wrong is it ain't cockeyed salmon, it's sockeye. Red sockeye.
Ooh.
You don't be. Cockeyed salmon.
All right, Abner, you stay out of here. Cedric's mixed up bad enough as it is. You better get over there and get ready to start cranking that generator, because me and Cedric are going on the air with this special announcement quick as he gets it memorized. Hurry up now.
All right.
Now then, Cedric, run through it one more time and see if you can get every word right in it.
Yes, Mom.
Recollect that it's 65 cents, not 6 cents.
Yes, Mom, I'll try.
Reckon it'd help him if he wore glasses.
He ain't gonna read it. He just wanna recite it from memory.
Well, I don't read to good with or without glasses, though.
I ain't talking about you, Cedric. I mean a salmon.
Ooh.
Of course, now, even if he had them, I don't know how he'd keep them on. He ain't got no ears to hook them over.
Oh, yes, I have. Looky here. I've got plenty of room to hook them on.
I ain't talking about you. You could take off there some years and years. I'm talking about the salmon.
Oh.
All right, Adam. I told you once to get over there and get set to start generating up some electricity.
I'm going. I'll figure out somebody to help that kind
of place. All right, Ted. Just stand up straight there and say what you're supposed to.
Yes, get your salmon now. Genuine stock in the eye salmon.
Wait a minute. It's sockeye, not stock in the eye. Granted, and it's red.
Well, I don't doubt it's getting stocked that way. Maybe we ought to wait a while before we advertise it, because that eye will turn black and blue, maybe. Better make sure we know what we're selling them. This is my first radio announcing job, and I want to get off to a good start.
Well, just let me worry about the color. Tells that right on the label on the can.
Yeah, say, I've got an idea. Maybe we could get him some of them glasses like Maud Tooth wears. The kind that just pinches on the nose and got that long black ribbon hanging down on it.
Oh, I don't want to look like Maud Tooth.
Not you, Cedric, the fish.
Well, I bet that fish wouldn't want to look like Maud Tooth either. He's got troubles enough being cockeyed up looking like her.
All right, I've heard all about that cockeyed fish that I can stand. Now just hash out, both of you. Abner, get back over there and work on that generator.
Yeah, I'm going. Just wonder how they trap them fish in them little cans.
All right, Cedric. Try and get it right this time, please.
Just one. Do it without glasses?
Yes.
Yes, get your salmon now.
Wait. You're pronouncing that wrong. It ain't salmon, it's salmon. You're leaving out the L.
But the way I've always heard it, salmon.
Well, I used to think that, too. Seen the way it's spelled, and there's an L in it. Salmon. It's wrote right there on the label. Now, try it again.
Just a moment. Yes, get your salmon now. Genuine,
red cockeye. Or sockeye.
Oh, yeah. Genuine red sockeye salmon. 9-ounce can, special today, 6 cents.
65 cents.
Well,
yeah, I have no right. It's 65 cents. Once you get that right, Cedric.
65 cents. 65 cents. What's the matter? Five. Now, I believe I got it.
Well, good. You all set with that generator, Abner?
Yeah, I'm all ready. Got my cranking arm warmed up here.
Oh, good. Let's get on the air and try this out once then. Now, don't be nervous, Cedric. This ain't one of our regular programs. We won't get around to starting them for a day or two yet.
Well, my mama and papa are going to be listening to me. I know that for sure.
Well, I hope there's lots listening so that we can get shut of some of that family. It ain't been selling at all. Maybe by putting that word special in there, it won't sound so high to them.
Well, we can't lower it not long. We're just about breaking even as it is.
Well, I told Mike and I, everybody in town, to be sure and listen to me, so you ought to be able to sell some of it.
Well, let's give it a try. You know when to come in now, don't you, Cedric? Right when I give the signal.
Yes, Mom.
All right, Abner, start cranking.
Yeah, all right.
See, now, I believe I've got everything turned on except the main switch. I'll get that on here, and we're ready to go. Now.
You got that other gadget there turned to voice?
Good morning, you all out there. This is radio station DTR, the voice of Pine Ridge speaking. We're broadcasting frequently on the Eddards and Peabody Shortwave Hooked Up Network.
Oh, that sounds good.
This is Lum Eddards, chief announcer, bringing you our first special announcement.
Spelman.
Yes, folks, now's the time to buy Spelman. Get it in the big economy 9-ounce can and make sure you get genuine red sockeye.
Spelman.
Get it on the special price at the Jot 'em Down store. So get your Spelman now.
Yes, get your Spelman now. Genuine red sockeye Spelman. Special today, 5 cents a can.
Huh? Oh, my goodness. Turn that thing off. Quick, Lum. Get it turned off. Get it turned
off.
I got it. For the land's sake, Cedric, can't you get nothing right? 5 cents a can. Lord.
How many times did I tell you that's supposed to be 65 cents?
No.
Well, leastways, I never said 6 cents like I was doing before. I made a little improvement.
Well, that's a fine improvement, going from 6 cents down to five.
Well, I'm sorrowful if I done something wrong. You want me to try it over again?
No, I think we'll wait a while. See, right now, we're going to have more rehearsal before we go on the air. Was that our ring, Ed?
I don't know. I might have been.
I better see.
If I just it, I never want to hear nothing.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store.
Bye.
Mom? Oh, you hid the program. 4 cans of salmon. Well, just a minute, Miss Barton. Yeah, I know that's the price we set on the air, but... Well, just let me explain. The price is 65 cents. Why, no, we never said that just to get you down here. I know we said 5 cents, but... Yes? Well, now, you can't do that, Miss Barton. You can, huh? Well, all right, then. We'll send you 4 cans of salmon at 5 cents a can. All right, Miss Barton. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Wait a minute, Lum. Can she hold us to that?
She claims she can. Says if we don't, we're committing fraud of the advertising. Something like that, she said. Well, whatever it was, it didn't sound like something we ought to take a chance on.
Well, that means. Of course, we're losing that 5 cents to 65 cents. Well, we're losing 60 cents a can on that, though. That blames you, Cedric, anyway.
Mom? Well, now, don't blame him. He never meant to do it. There's our ring again.
Cedric, why didn't you watch what you were saying?
Hey, just that.
Oh.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. Oh, yes, Miss Sampson. 10 cans of salmon.
Uh-oh.
Well, now, Miss Sampson, I know we said that, but... Yeah, but I think it's just one to a customer. Well, no, we never said that, but... Well, yeah, but...
Tell her to go station.
Oh, all right. 10 cans. Yes, Mom. This afternoon sometime. All right. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Mom, we can't afford that. 10 cans at 60 cents a can? We're losing that 2 cans, 60.
Yeah, I know what we're losing, but I don't know what we can do about it. Cedric, I ought to take you, and oh, I reckon it's my fault for ever letting you get on the air.
There's the phone again, Mom.
Oh, I hear it. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. How many? 15 cans. Stick your race. I'm wore to a frazzle. Wore to a frazzle.
Gee,
Just look at that shelf, Larry. A can of salmon left in the whole place.
Well, that's a good thing. Leastways, we can't lose no more money on it. Them things that lasted another hour, we'd have been bankrupted for the next 10 years. Cedric, we ought to make you pay for all of this.
Well, I don't see what you fellas are mad about. It's the biggest business I ever seen you do.
Yeah, but on every can we sold, Cedric, we lost 60.
Never mind, Abner. No use fussing at Cedric about it. Things done did.
Oh.
Which now we'd have never went into this dead blame radio station business.
There's the phone again, Long.
Yeah. Tell them we ain't got none left. And tell them we're out of the radio business, too.
Out of it?
Got into and out of that business quicker than anything I ever seen.
I'm glad to get it. Hello, we ain't got none left. Huh? Oh, hey, howdy, Dick. I thought you somebody wanting to get a few hundred cans of salmon.
First time I ever heard of a salmon run in Pine Ridge.
Oh, yeah, we had quite a business. Cleaned us out in less than an hour's time. You want to buy what? Well, just a minute. I better let you talk to Lum about that.
What's he want?
Well, I don't quite get it, Lon. He says he wants to buy some time on our radio station.
Buy some time?
Yeah, he says if we can get results like that, if he wants to do the same thing and pay us for it.
My grannies, I never thought of that. Give me that receiver, Abner. You and me just went back into the radio business. But this time, we're going to sell something besides salmon. We're going to sell advertising to every outfit in Pine Ridge.
Well, there's bound to be more profit in anything than salmon.